Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Amen and amen. Praise Yahweh, saints. Hallelujah. It is such an awesome opportunity to be here to share with you this morning on a special day such as Mother's Day. I'm not even going to say how long I'm going to be. I'm just going to say we're going to let the word go forth, and we'll go from there. If you need a Bible, just raise your hand, and we'll let them come and give it to you if you need the word for this morning. I'm Pastor Tom Washington. This is Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, also known as 3CLA. It's a blessing to have you here, not just you who are in the sanctuary, but also those tuning in online on iChurch in English and in Spanish. We're speaking to you. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, we'd love to hear from you. There should be some information on the top of right of your screen, and you'll be able to contact us and let us know how this ministry has been a blessing to you. We are so thankful that you are joining us this morning. Mothers in the house, and you know what I'm going to address today is not just those who have given birth. As many of you all know, there's been many great women, even though they might not be our mother, who gave us birth, but they had a tremendous amount to do in our lives and how we were raised. And so even if you're not a mother, if you are a auntie, or if you're a mother-in-law, or if you're a mother figure, or if you are a mentor, let's give those women in our lives a round of praise for what they've done for us. Hallelujah. Because it's motherhood has just reached way beyond just of the giving of birth. And so that's what I want to touch on just a little bit. The women in our lives. In the Hebrew, there is a word. That word is called hayesod. It's spelled H-A-Y-E-S-O-D. Hayesod means the foundation. The foundation is one of the most important principles in the word. For it had not been for the foundation, you wouldn't be able to build anything. We've all heard of the story of the house that was built on the sand, the house that was built on a rock. And when the floods and the winds came, the only house standing was that was built on a rock. So when we talk about the foundation, even of the family, Yeshua, our Savior, could not even come into the world except by way of a woman. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, he couldn't be here without that. He couldn't have been here without that. That was a very important step for him to be born into this earth, was that he had to have a mother. And so when we look at that word, higher soul the foundation. We don't completely give the foundation credit, because when you build on the foundation, sometimes you no longer can see it. But that is what is actually holding up the building. And many times we don't see all of the influences that are in our life, but if we've had that foundation laid for us, it doesn't matter. The fact that we're still standing says a lot about our foundation. So I want you to turn to, let's go to Proverbs, Mishle, the first chapter. Mishle is a Hebrew name for Proverbs. So a lot of times, we don't give our foundation the credit that it deserves. And in the family, the mother is considered the foundation on which the family is built on. The mother sets the tone and the strength for that foundation. Even in one of the Hebrew celebrations, which is Sabbath, weekly, Sabbath, the woman is her responsibility to light the candles for that, to set the tone for that whole celebration. It's her job to light the candle. What does that tell you about the importance of the woman? She's setting the tone. She's setting the foundation. She's setting the atmosphere. Women, it's up to you to make sure that that atmosphere is the correct atmosphere in the house. Because I don't know if anybody has ever experienced it, but if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. If mama ain't pleased, nobody's pleased. And daddy can come in happy if he want to, but if it don't make no difference, if mama ain't happy, she's completely setting the foundation. She's setting the atmosphere. And like I was telling you, a lot of times that the foundation is not always visible. How many times have we don't really give mom credit or mother's credit or women in our lives credit for the things that they do? And then when we make it, one of the first things you see the football players talking about is what? Hi, mom. But you know they took mom through a whole bunch of stuff. Any women been through some stuff? So you know what I'm talking about. So even Yahweh knows the importance of mother because he set that atmosphere. So when we look at Proverbs, the first chapter, the 8th verse, it says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. What is the law? The Torah, the word, the teachings of thy mother. But it just says the instruction of your father. Well, what are the laws and the teachings? A bunch of instructions. So fathers bring instruction, but mama brings the law. She lays down the law. And I remember the laws that my mother laid down. And if I broke any of those laws, she had to bring in the enforcer. The instructor. And the instructor had his rod. But they were based upon the laws of the mother. So what does that tell you about the importance of the mom? The importance of the woman is that she's laying down the foundation. She's laying down the laws. And what else do we know about foundation? A foundation has to be strong. Mothers, you women bring the strength Do I have any strong women in the house? Hey, mothers, you gotta be strong. Even when I think about even the whole childbirth phenomenon, if it was based upon me, my daughter wouldn't have made it in the world. But my wife was able to endure. Women, I don't know how you do it, but you do it. And you deserve all of the praise and the glory and the honor for what you do to bring us into the world. I was there and I saw it. Ouch. I couldn't endure that. But you women are built with this strength that is phenomenal. A man can't possess the same strength that you women possess. There's many things that women of the Bible have endured. They've always showed the strength. Many times they always showed the courage. They also showed the intelligence. They showed the caring, but along with that strength is what? Loving, caring, and nurturing. So when we talk about the laws of thy mother and the instructions of our father, we need to understand that the mother plays an incredibly strong role in our lives. Let's go to Exodus, the 15th chapter. There's some little well-known facts about the importance and the role of women in the Bible. We hear about Moses, Moshe, and the things that he did, and we hear about Abraham. But there are some other forces just as equally important in the history of the things that has gone on in the Word. And so when we look at Exodus, the 15th chapter, the 19th verse, if you got it, say, I got it. So we know about Moses, right, leading the children out of the land of Egypt. And when we read that story, the 19th verse, a portion of it says, for the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots. Well, what was going on here? This is when they had gotten up to the Red Sea. And what happened to the Red Sea? He stretched forth the staff, and what happened? The waters opened up, and the children of Israel went across, right? And then what happened when they all got across? It began to close on Pharaoh's army. And so this is where we are. So it says, went in with chariots and his horsemen into the sea. And Yahweh brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. So we've heard this story before. What? They were delivered out of Pharaoh's power, right? And the miracle of the Red Sea took place, and they passed on through. But then the 20th verse, which sometimes we don't read all the way through. And the 20th verse says, and Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand. Wait. She took a tambourine in her hand after they got across. And all the women went out after her or with her and with timbrels and with dances. So after this miracle take place, she gets a tambourine, which is an instrument of praise. And not only her, but she gets the other women follow her out there as the first praise director from the delivered children of Israel. Come on, the first praise leader in their new freedom. And she was the first director of women that crossed over into their freedom. You ain't got no praise for her? So she led the women, and what does she lead the women in? She let the women in praise. But as the praise leader, she led the whole nation in praise and glorification to Yahweh for what he did as a deliverer. Not only that, Miriam answered them, and she said, she sang, "Sing ye to Yahweh, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So she was not only praising, but she was rhyming and rapping. Because if you read it, she broke forth in song. She completely set the atmosphere for the newly delivered children of Israel. What was she doing with the tambourine? See, they could only take the stuff that was important. They could not take everything. They could only take a few things. But why did all the women manage to bring tambourines with them? Because the women had faith, knowing that they would have to break out in praise for all the miracles that were going to take place on their journey. The women! And I can hear them now, the men, "What you bringing that for? What are you going to do with that?" And they said, "You just wait. You just watch and see what the miracles, the things that our God is going to do." So what does that tell you? The women bringing their tambourines with them told you that the women had faith. The women were going to be ready for praise. Even if the men weren't, they were going to be ready. And while the men were standing around like, "Wow, what just happened?" The women was like, "Let me tell you what just happened. Let me tell you." And she said, "Sing to Yahweh, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." The women brought forth the praise. Let's go to Exodus, the 35th chapter. They set the atmosphere. What does that tell us about the foundation? The foundation has to be strong. The foundation has to have faith that it will stand, right? And continue to stand. And the foundation has to stand tall in praise. And so we have Exodus, the 35th chapter, the 22nd verse. "So now they're building a tabernacle in the wilderness." Anybody know about the tabernacle? This was the place for them to worship. This is the place for the praises to go forth. And the sacrifices. And it says the 22nd verse. "And when they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered up an offering of gold unto Yahweh." Because if you know about the tabernacle, it was built for worship. It contained gold and fine linens and all these things. for the glory of Yahweh to come in. And so the 23rd verse says, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badgers' skins brought them. 24th, everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Yahweh's offering. And every man with whom was found the shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. So what were they doing? They were bringing all of the elements, all of the things that were needed to build this tabernacle, this wonderful place of worship, this place of praise. So they were bringing all these things to adorn this tabernacle for the glory to come forth. 25th verse, and all the women, somebody say all. How many is left out of all? All the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and had brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. But let me go back to the top of that. All the women that were wise-hearted. Foundation has to have wisdom. Women brought their wisdom to the table. They brought the work of their hands to the table. And it said they spun. And everything that they spun, both of blue and of purple and scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women, 26th verse, whose heart stirred them up in wisdom, spun goat's hair. So all of the things that were needed to hold that tabernacle together, and all these things were held together by threads, right? All of the linens and things that were adorned on the walls, all of the gold, the women came in and brought their expertise. Yeah, the men helped to do some of the labor, but the women brought all of the fine details. Women, you know how to take care of the details. But don't we know that it's the details that really make up the whole thing? Any women know what I'm talking about? My wife is like, are you going to go out of the house like that? Well, yeah. Well, this ain't right. And this ain't right. And you need to put some lotion on your hands. Well, if it was up to me, I'm not thinking about the details. But it is the details that Yahweh was concerned about. Everything in that tabernacle had to be just right. And guess who made sure that it was just right? The women. If a woman's next to you said, yes, what you did, that's what you did. Women played an important part in the building of the tabernacle for the very presence of Yahweh to dwell among them. They played a part in praise. They played a part in setting the atmosphere. Let's go to Proverbs, the 31st verse. And many people want to talk about how in the Bible women were, you know, minimized. That's not what I see. The women of the Bible. And when we go and look at what the women of the Bible did you know that the women in the Bible had the right to buy and sell their own property? They could own property. Guess what else women could do? Make their own contracts. Women were some movers and some shakers in the world. Who was one of the greatest kings? One of the wisest kings? His Solomon. Well, guess what Solomon had to say about women? Because he had a mother. And let's go here. The 31st chapter, the 10th verse. And many times we've read this, but we want to understand exactly what the woman is bringing to the table. Who can find a virtuous woman? Now, wait, knew a whole lot of women. He had about 700 concubines and 300 wives. Ain't nobody got time for that. What you gonna do with all that? I mean, I love my wife, but I can only take one of her. Only one. Because, brothers, we know that that's what? It's one is enough. Or it should be enough. Amen. So out of 700 concubines and 300 wives, who can find? So evidently, there's a certain woman out of all the women that's virtuous. Now, that means that all of the women aren't necessarily virtuous, but they can be. So he spelled out what a virtuous woman is. And it says, for her price is far. That means she's priceless. 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. A virtuous woman can be trusted, sisters. And it says, so that he shall have no need. What does that mean? If she's taking care of him, he won't have no need to go anywhere else. Amen. So this woman takes care of her family's business. 12, she will do him good. Let's stop right there. That right there is far above rubies. She will do him good, right? And not evil. So this virtuous woman will do good. He ain't got to worry about nothing. And not evil. And it's not temporary. It's not that she'll only do it on... And she'll do the right things on Monday and Tuesday, and then the rest of the days, we don't know. It means that she's going to be consistently good to her family. She's going to be consistently taking care of the things that she's got to take care of. How long? All the days of her life. 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly, whatever it is that she's got to do. Listen, we know women who can take a can of tuna and some top ramen noodles and make the bomb pasta casserole, and you would think that, well, how did she make that? We only had a cup of noodles and tuna. But it came out as if we was in a 5-star restaurant. That's what she'll do. She'll make a way when it doesn't seem like there's a way. She'll take what she's got and she'll work it out. She's not complaining about what she doesn't have. She's taking what she have and working and making it more. Hallelujah. Thank you, virtuous women. And it says this. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. So no matter what she got to go through, no matter where she got to go, it doesn't matter. She's willing to do whatever she needs to do to take care of her family. To provide any women that are willing to go out there and make sure that it happens for their family. Right here, 15. She stays in bed all day till 12. Because some do. But he's not talking about them. He's talking about the virtuous one. And the virtuous one is not in bed till 12. She rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion. So not only is she taking care of her family's needs, but she's also helping other folks out. Any women out here that's doing it like that? You taking care of your thing, but you're trying to help other people. That's what it's about. A virtuous woman ain't just about herself. She's about the needs of the people that are around her. She's not selfish. She's not self-centered. But yet, she's concerned about everybody. Here is this. She considereth the field and buyeth it. She's an independent woman. She got a little something saved on the side. And she can find, if she got some land, she can say, I like that. I think I'll buy it. But it says this. It's not just about for her to get that just because she wants it. She know that it's going to do her family some good. Any women ever decided to go back to school because they knew it would benefit their family? We got any sisters that did that? Let's give them a round of applause. You made sure you said, hey, I need to make a little bit more for my family. Let me go back to school and get this popping. 12, 17. Oh, no, we're still on 16. With fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. She's making it work. She's making moves. She's making it work. And she's making it produce. She's making it grow. 17. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Sounds like she's working out. The foundation's got to be what? Strong. 18. She perceiveth that her merchandise. She knows that she's has quality, right? She's not settling for less, but she's settling for the best because she's blessed by the best. Right? Her candle goeth not out by night. Her lamp, it says candle, but it's her lamp, goeth what? Not out by night. I'm going to stay out there for a second. Thank you. I'm just going to give my observation. My experience is this. I'll probably crash out about 10 o'clock. But my wife is still up. Even past midnight sometimes. Making sure that Kennedy's clothes are ready. Making sure that the lunch is ready for the next day. I just finished dinner. I'm not even thinking about lunch. And I'm going to sleep. I think about lunch and breakfast when lunch and breakfast come. But the virtuous woman is thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow. She's like, it's nighttime, but I know daytime is coming. I need to make sure that the breakfast is going to be taken care of, the lunch, and everything, so everybody can get on out of here and go do what they got to do. However late she got to stay up to do it, she's not turning out the lights. Hey, sometimes there's some cleaning that she might want to do or some organizing. Or maybe she's just got to get some of her notes together for her job in the next morning, the next day. She's not easily tired out. She's willing to work and do whatever it is that she's got to do, even just in the wee hours of the morning. Any mothers or women out here that's working to the wee hours of the morning, doing what's needed to be done for their families. Mm. 19, she layeth her hands, what? To the spindle. And what? And her hands hold the distaff. She's working. She's working. She can work. She can take care of the kids. She can take care of the family. She's multitasking. Not just doing one thing, but she's doing, the virtuous woman is doing many things. And she's doing them well. 20. She stretched out her hand to the poor. Yay. She stretches forth her hands to the needy. She cares about people. She's not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. She's already worked out what's going to be needed in the next season. She's not worried about what's going to come. She's already prepared for whatever it is that may happen. And it says right here, 22, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Let's go back to 21. All her household is clothed with scarlet. What is that telling you? She's making sure that the family is taken care of and looking good. But guess what? The next verse, she's looking good herself. So she's taking care of y'all first. Then she's saying, let me do a little something. And she says she's making herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Silk and purple. If anybody knows about purple, that was one of the hardest colors to get right. Because you got to make sure that red, you have the perfect balance of red and of the blue indigo. And she made sure so when it's purple, purple was the most expensive fabric. Was, I mean, every all of them now. But back then, if you was wearing purple, you was wearing Fendi. That was the good stuff, right? And anybody know about silk? That was one of the more expensive. Is it still one of the more expensive, ladies? Is silk still one of the finest, right? She looked good, and she wore the good stuff. This. Do you see what's happening here, though? It's not that she's just wearing the good stuff and her family is going without. Hello? She's not just taking care of how she looks and they look like something different. It says she took care of the family and they're wearing scarlet. And then she's wearing those good things. 23rd, her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, her husband is known in the gates. Hey, that's the dude that's married to that virtuous woman. You know the virtuous woman? That's her husband. So the virtuous woman creates a mark for herself, a name for herself. It's just like, you know, when I go to my daughter's school, I'm known as just, that's Kenny's daddy. They don't know my name. They don't know who I am, but it's like, that's Kennedy's daddy. So this woman is so known for what she does that it's like, well, that's the husband of the virtuous woman. This woman is all that. Yeah, that's her husband, but she's all that. Right? She just created a name for herself just by what she does and how she presents herself. herself. And it's not a selfish presentation. She's just taking care of business. She's taking care of what needs to be taken care of. And it says right here, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. That means she's not standing still. She's not being complacent. She's not being lazy. She's taking care of what needs to be what? 28. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Any husbands that you need to give, take this opportunity to give your wife some praise at this particular time. Oh, wow. Yes. Brothers, he set the atmosphere. Wait. Look at him. He set the atmosphere. You better get it right. You better get it right. If you want stuff to be right when you get home, why didn't you stand up for me like Fredo did for Debbie? Thank you. All right. And it says this. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth Yahweh, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Hallelujah. It's about her work. It's about her work. She's doing it. She's not just saying it. She's doing it, and she lets her works praise her. So many women have done so many awesome things for each and every one of us. And so when we look at this, we understand that you want to be sisters, you want to be a woman of faith, okay? You're looking for virtuosity, be a woman of faith. Believe, know that Yahweh will supply all your needs and your family's needs according to his riches in glory. Believe that. Be a woman of courage. Don't be afraid to step out on faith for your family. You got some kids that maybe not doing the things that they should be doing. That's okay. Keep on praying. Be a woman of prayer. Be on your knees. Once you've raised a child, you just got to give them over to Yahweh. You got to say, okay, I trust you that you're going to take care of them. I've done my part. So sisters, don't be discouraged. Once you raise them, you just got to stand in faith, believing and praying. Be a woman of integrity. Always tell the truth. If you want to be a woman, and sometimes mothers, sisters, women, the truth ain't necessarily the thing that everybody want to hear. But you have to be a woman of integrity. Tell your family the truth. Tell your mentees the truth. Tell your whatever they are to you, nephews, whatever, because they need to hear the truth. Be a woman of integrity, but be a woman of grace, because you still want to tell them the truth in love. All those things build the foundation. And beauty is not the outwardly. As we look at the virtuous woman, she was beautiful because of the things that she did, the way she allowed herself to be used, the way she allowed the gifts that Yahweh had given her to be manifested. And if you allow yourself, sisters, women, to do the things that Yahweh wants you to do, you will be beautiful, you will be virtuous, and you will be women of faith. Happy Mother's Day, you beautiful woman. My sisters, she shall be praised. She shall be praised. Father Yahweh, we thank you for the women in our lives, Father. We thank you, Father, for what they represent, what they bring. We thank you, Father, for placing those women in our lives, Father, that gave us that.